Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement. Last episode, we talked about why retirement shouldn't depend on the market showing up every single year. Today, I want to talk about something a little more subtle, but just as dangerous, the hidden risk of set-it-and-forget-it retirement plans. Now, let me be clear. Long-term investing works. Staying disciplined works. Avoiding emotional reactions works. But retirement is not the same as accumulation. And a plan you don't revisit is not a plan. It's a guess that hasn't been stress-tested. Over on my other podcast, The Owner's Playbook, we recently talked about how business owners become bottlenecks when everything depends on them and nothing evolves. Retirement plans can suffer from a similar problem. They become static. Unexamined, untouched, and slowly, quietly, risk builds underneath the surface. Many people enter retirement thinking, I've done the hard part. I saved, I invested, I hired an advisor, I'm good. And for a while they are, but retirement is not a one-time decision. It's a 20 to 30 year phase of life. Markets change, tax laws change, healthcare costs change, spending patterns change, family dynamics change. If your plan doesn't evolve with those changes, it drifts. And drift creates inefficiency. Not always disaster, but erosion. Small inefficiencies compound over decades. Let's start with something I see constantly. That's tax drift. Many retirees have the majority of their assets in tax-deferred accounts, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs. During accumulation, that made sense. But in retirement, if you simply withdraw as needed without tax coordination, you may trigger higher tax brackets, increase taxation of Social Security, push yourself into IRMA surcharges, and reduce long-term portfolio efficiency. And here's the part most people don't realize. Required minimum distributions are not optional. If you don't proactively manage distributions in your 60s, you may face larger forced withdrawals in your 70s. Set it and forget it often means I'll deal with taxes later. Later is expensive. Proactive tax strategy is what protects income longevity. Another hidden issue, risk misalignment. During your working years, you may have tolerated a 70-30 or even an 80-20 equity allocation, but retirement is different. You now need stability, liquidity, and income reliability. If you haven't reevaluated risk tolerance since retiring, or if your portfolio is still structured for accumulation, you may be exposed. And here's something I see often. People think they're conservative, but when markets drop 20%, their anxiety says otherwise. Your emotional tolerance is part of your risk profile. If volatility changes your behavior, your allocation may not be aligned. A retirement plan should allow you to sleep at night, not monitor markets daily. Another complacency trap is assuming income will always be available when needed. Retirees often withdraw as needed, but without a structured withdrawal plan, you risk selling assets in downturns, pulling disproportionately from one account, ignoring tax sequencing, and failing to optimize Roth opportunities. Withdrawal sequencing matters. Which accounts you pull from first can impact lifetime tax liability, Medicare premiums, portfolio longevity. Set it and forget it usually means I'll just take what I need. That's reactive. Navigation requires intention. And healthcare is one of the largest retirement uncertainties. Yet many retirees assume Medicare can handle it. Medicare handles a lot. It does not handle everything. Long-term care, extended in-home care, inflation-adjusted healthcare costs, spousal care coordination. If your plan hasn't been stress-tested against extended longevity or healthcare events, you may have blind spots. We're living longer. Longevity is a gift, but it requires planning. A static plan does not account for a dynamic lifespan. Estate plans drift too. Beneficiaries change, family dynamics evolve, tax thresholds adjust, trust laws update. Yet many people sign documents once and never revisit them. If your estate plan hasn't been reviewed in 3 to 5 years, it may not reflect your current intentions. And estate planning isn't just about documents. It's about asset titling, beneficiary coordination, tax exposure, liquidity planning. Complacency in legacy planning creates unintended consequences. Here's why this mindset persists. Because constant tinkering is dangerous, and people equate proactive review with emotional trading, but they're not the same. There's a difference between emotional reaction and strategic recalibration. Navigation is not panic. Navigation is awareness. A captain doesn't abandon the ship during calm waters, but they also don't ignore changing currents. Instead of set it and forget it, consider review and refine. Annually review tax exposure, withdrawal strategy, IRMA thresholds, risk alignment, cash reserves, beneficiary designations, and healthcare planning assumptions. Not to react, but to adjust. Even small shifts can create significant long-term impact. Ask yourself, when was the last time you reviewed your tax projections 5 to 10 years forward, evaluated Roth conversion opportunities, stress tested your plan against a prolonged downturn, recalculated income needs, or reviewed estate documents? If it's been more than 2 years, it may be time. Retirement is not autopilot. It's active stewardship. On the Owner's Playbook, we talk about how business owners cap their company's value when they stop evolving systems. Retirement works the same way. When you stop evaluating structure, inefficiencies creep in. But the solution isn't constant change. It's intentional oversight. Retirement isn't about complexity. It's about clarity. Clarity comes from review, and review creates confidence. Abundant retirement is not about constant worry. It's about knowing someone is watching the gauges, monitoring fuel, checking weather, adjusting course slightly when needed. That's navigation. And navigation is proactive, not reactive, not complacent, not emotional, intentional. If your retirement plan has been sitting untouched for years, this isn't criticism. It's invitation. Invitation to revisit, to refine, to strengthen. Markets will change. Tax laws will change. Healthcare costs will change. Your life will change. Your plan should evolve with it. In our next episode, we'll explore a powerful truth. Income is not the same as wealth, because retirement confidence isn't about account balances. It's about clarity, structure, and alignment. This is Navigating Abundant Retirement. And we'll keep charting the course together. And we'll see you next time.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida-registered investment advisor firm.